Hi everyone, you're welcome again to another episode of this podcast, Purpose in Pain. My name is Wale Okrela and I'm so glad to be here again today and to have you listening to me. Thank you for being a listener of this podcast. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for liking. Thank you for commenting. I'm seeing all of your comments and they're encouraging. I pray that the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. You're welcome again today. And I believe that this podcast has been of great blessing to you. Please, I want to encourage you that every time you listen to this podcast and it does bless you, please share it with your friends and family. Let them also be a part, a partaker of the blessings that flow from this podcast. You can also be a voice of hope for your generation. And I pray that as you do so, the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're welcome on board again today. Today, I'm going to be talking about Break Free. I'm going to read from Genesis chapter 27. I'm going to read verse 39 from the Message version of the Bible. Isaac said to him, "You will live far from earth's bounty, remote from heaven's dew. You will live by your sword, hand to mouth, and you would serve your brother. But when you can't take it anymore, you will break loose and run free." Alright, there is a very, very important lesson that God has made available to us through this scripture. It depicts a very important principle for deliverance, breakthrough, and the advancement of men in life. Alright, I'm going to do a quick recap of Genesis 27. Isaac was about to join his ancestors in glory and decided to release the blessing of God on his son. By right, the eldest son is supposed to take on the blessing as it was passed on to him by his father Abraham. He is also expected to pass it on to his son. Okay? But before this, he told his son Esau to go get him something delicious, to prepare him a delicious meal, to go to the game and hunt and prepare something for him to eat. Alright, this is important because honor provokes the flow of blessing. It's a deep spiritual principle. But somehow, their mother heard and took Jacob to receive the blessing instead of Esau. And when Esau returned, there was no blessing left for him. What was left was only a way out of his predicament. A principle, I believe, is the bedrock of every change in a person or in a nation's life. Instead of blessing him, his father told him that his abode will be far from the earth's bounty. His abode will be far from the earth's bounty. In other words, life will be hard for him and he will live from hand to mouth. That simply means when we say someone lives from hand to mouth, it means that the person is rather poor. But this is the key to his deliverance that his father said. After saying this to him, his father gave him the key to reclaiming his freedom. His father said, "But when you can't take it anymore," in other words, when you get tired of your situation, when you can no longer suffer and smile, when it is no longer funny, when you can no longer sit around and watch the devil make a mess and mockery of your life, then you will break loose and run free. You see, this is also true about our lives today as a people. As long as you are still comfortable with a situation, it will not change. A friend would always say, what you permit will increase. It will not change because you will always find a way to manage. When you are deprived of your rights, when you are abused, when you are looked down upon and treated like trash, and you sit around and don't get angry, nothing will change. People don't get delivered until they are dissatisfied with their situation. The day you become discontent with the way things are going and demand a change, that is when your deliverance is set in motion. You see, this is evident in Nigeria today. Nigeria, my country. The affliction has gotten to the neck of the populace. Many are tired and discontent with the way things are going. It is a sign that deliverance is here. No more suffering and smiling. You see, the ENSAS movement is a birthing of freedom from years of slavery by the political class. This deliverance will come, I believe, as long as we sustain this tempo of demand, this tempo of discontent. The deliverance will come. There will be challenges on our journey to breaking free. Like it was recorded in 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 1 to verse 6. Bible says that the sons of the prophet told Elisha. They said, this place that we are is too straight for us. In other words, that place could no longer contain them and they were tired. So they told the prophets that they needed to enlarge their coast. They needed to expand. They could no longer stay in a place that cannot contain them. And they went to fetch wood. But Bible says that the axe head fell into the water. So they were faced with challenge. Like we are also faced with challenge right now in Nigeria, because the government threatening and killing young people that are protesting, lending their voice, doing a peaceful protest. These challenges will come. But with resilience, ruggedness and doggedness, we will achieve our desired freedom. I believe that a new Nigeria will be birthed. You see, this is also true about our individual lives. You need to get angry with your situation. Face it head on in prayers and with corresponding actions. And your deliverance will come. What you permit will increase. But the day you decide that you cannot take it anymore, that is when you will break free. That is when you will break loose and run free. Amen. I want to believe that this podcast has blessed you. If it has blessed you, please share it with your friends, share it with your colleagues in the office, share it with your family, and let them also be a part of this blessing. If you are listening to this from Nigeria, I want you to keep your hope alive. I believe that the new Nigeria will be birthed very soon. Please don't stop praying for the country. Don't stop lending your voice. And I believe that the Lord will hear our cry, and very soon we shall be vindicated. In Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. I remain your friend, Wale Okelola. You can follow me on Instagram at Wale Okelola, Twitter at Wale Okelola, and Facebook, Wale Okelola. My email address, olawalemike@gmail.com. If you want to contact me for anything, just please send me a mail at olawalemike@gmail.com. Until I come your way again next time, God bless you. Thank you.